أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية. In Surah Al-Qari'ah, Allah explained that how the day of Qiyamah will come and what shocking sounds there will be. And this is actually to knock at our hearts and to open our hearts, that we come out of our unmindfulness and be aware that the day of Qiyamah is going to come. For those who are living at that time and for those who are dead will also be coming out of their qabars and they will witness the day of Qiyamah. And how terrible that day will be, Allah drew a few pictures of that in front of us so that we can understand. And then the important thing of all this is that our action, how we lived in this world, according to that we will be treated on that day. And as explained previously, a little bit in detail, that that our actions will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah, and the different forms of way, of the ways that the actions will be weighed. And those scales that will be put on the day of Qiyamah, which is 100% true, there will be scales, but they are working different from our scales. We measure material things, things that we can feel. We measure sugar, we measure rice, etc., various other things. But those scales will measure our good deeds. And the good deeds also, first and foremost, it will have to be with Iman. Iman will weigh very heavy on those scales. So we have to check our Iman, whether our Iman is in place. And especially in these days, when there are so many efforts being made to rob us, to rob our children, whether at schools, universities, in different places of the Iman, where they are taught right from before preschool already of Darwin's theory of evolution, and by that which negates our Iman. So we have to be very careful. And children normally will take what is dished out to them at school as gospel truth. And if our Iman is negated, that scale won't register anything. There won't be anything whatsoever. Then there is the Big Bang theory. Then there is what they call the scientific fact that matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. But Allah, He creates from nothing, just by His command, and things come into existence. And Allah destroys by His command, and what was in existence is totally non-existent. It does not exist anywhere. So we have to check our Iman first. That will weigh very heavy on the day of Qiyamah. And if there is an Iman, then of course the rest of our Amal will also not have any weight. Then very, very important also is Ikhlas. Sincerity, that will have very great weight on the day of Qiyamah in our scale of pain. On the scale. And if there is an ikhlas, it comes in the Quran Sharif, amal will be haba'a mansura. They will just fly away. There won't be any weight whatsoever. Whether it was how many hajj we made, how many umrahs we made, the hajjud we made. But if there wasn't ikhlas, then that won't have any weight whatsoever. And today we have to ask ourselves, are we concerned whether my Iman is in its place or not? Are we concerned whether I've got ikhlas or not? And for that, one beautiful dua also we are taught, very similar to the fourth dua that we read. And by reading this dua, Allah Ta'ala will remove all types of ostentation, doing things for name and fame, etc. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'lam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. Very similar to our fifth kalima. It's more shorter. If we read that, inshallah, with sincerity, Allah will give us sincerity. But sincerity, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that with sincerity, for sincerity, a person has to make a definite effort. And until he does not make that effort, then sincerity does not come in a person. And this is different that every one of us thinks I am sincere. I will will also be able to put my head on the block that I am sincere. But this my determination is not going to count. It will come out on the pen of scales on the day of Qiyamah. So how much more sincerity a person has got, so much more valuable his deeds will be. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that a person must have at least some actions which nobody knows about, in other words, which are totally, in which there is total sincerity. And those actions will help him tremendously on the day of Qiyamah. So all of us must do something, even if it is in nafal or in mustahab. But we do something which nobody knows, and we don't ever make an indication to it also, to anyone. That inshallah will help us, and we do it solely for Allah's pleasure, will help us a lot on the day of Qiyamah. So the scales will be there, and they will measure all our actions. The namaz we made now, this dars that we are having now, these are all our amal, and they're going to have weight according to our iman, according to our ikhlas, and according to all the other qualities of acceptance. That is, that devotion, concentration, etc., those will make all the amal heavy. A small amal with iman and ikhlas will be very heavy. And huge, huge amal. But if there is an iman, if there is an ikhlas, they will just fly away. They will have no value. So we must all the time keep the scale of Qiyamah in front of us also, that our amal are going to be measured there. Also, it has come in the hadith that a person will read at the end of all of his amal, and we should try and read this at the end of all our amal. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, which we all know, which is easy. A person will read that at the end of his amal, then a huge scale will be ordered to measure his amal. Because by this, the amal becomes magnified, becomes grossly increased, the reward of it. And so the ordinary scale won't be sufficient on the day of Qiyamah. A very huge scale will be ordered to measure that person's amal. So we should try and read that dua also at the end of all our amal, and the other dua for our ikhlas also, make effort for ikhlas also. So Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ, those were the people whose actions will be heavy on the day of Qiyamah, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ رَاضِيَةِ, he will be in a life of great enjoyment. That means he will get his Jannah, and eternally there will be great enjoyment. Inshallah, more about that. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا